Blog Talk Radio.
Legendary status. Big XL. Sam Pisa, a.k.a. TF. Where y'all go learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZ, a.k.a. TF, dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture. Where we keeping it all fresh and stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're trolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up, world? What it do? What up, KJ? All right, this is the Riding Dirty Show with your boy Vic XL, where we bridge the gap between hip-hop and everyday life. All right, now this is the show where we give our artists the opportunity to speak their mind, talk about what they got going on, and everything that's everything. All right, but before we get into it, I got to say one time for the good people over at WRFG 89.3 FM Atlanta, Georgia, please check us out every Thursday night, Friday morning from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Also, got to say one time for the good people over at Live365.com, all right? Live365.com. We partnered up with Live365.com last year during the pandemic, and we launched our very own internet radio station, Ride 95. Now, Ride 95 is a media-based tracking radio station, which means if your music is properly registered, anytime it's played on any Live365 affiliate, then you receive points, credits towards royalties for your music. So please make sure if you're not rocking with us at Live365, you're rocking with someone at Live365, because it's a great way for you to get money for your music just like it's being played on terrestrial radio. Now, the way to access our station is very simple. All you got to do is go to Live365.com. All right? Go to Live365.com. Go to the search engine. Once you're in the search engine, type in Ride 95. That's RIDE, the number 9, the number 5. Okay? Once you type it in, you search, you click on that station logo. Once you click on that station logo, you have music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Now, the way to access us via your mobile device is simple. All you got to do is download the Live365 app. Go to the search engine, and in that search engine, be sure to type in Ride 95, click on that station logo, and again, music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Also, I got to say one time for all the streaming services that allow us to rebroadcast all of our interviews, iTunes, Spotify, Podomatic, Buzzsprout, Podbean, YouTube, Facebook Live, everyone that gives access to the Riding Dirty Show. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for allowing us to have a platform for these artists and great people to be heard. Okay? All right, ladies and boys and girls, I'm not going to talk out of depth because this is the opportunity for the people to hear from the people who are moving and shaking, the people that are changing the culture, the people that are doing that thing, whether it's through arts, entertainment, philanthropism, music, religion, entrepreneurship, or just downright good people. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, tonight is no different than any other night on the Riding Dirty platform. So, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, welcome to the Riding Dirty Show. Artist, Trisket Fargo. What's going on, my G?
What's going on, boss man? Thanks for having me. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Man, I got to say thank you. I'm humbled just to have your presence on this platform and for you to have the opportunity to speak to our people and let them know what's going on in your career.
Yes, I'm happy to be here. Happy to, connect with you. We were supposed to connect last week, but, we're here now, so that's all that matters.
All right, so look, man, let's get into it. The first thing I got to ask is, please let the people know where Triscuit Fargo is from, and when did you decide to get into this thing we call the music business?
So I'm from Triscuit Fargo. I'm from Orlando, Florida, Kissimmee, Florida. Born in Brooklyn, New York, Bushwick, and I was raised in Kissimmee, Florida. I started in music. At first, it was kind of crazy because I kind of started in dancing at first, because when I was young, I always liked dancing. And then I started in, dancing, pop and locking and all that type of stuff. I had an audition for Step Up 3 a long, long time ago. Brokenhearted on that because it was an audition all the way in Cali and didn't have the opportunity to do that. So then I got into, I was with my cousins and my brother, and then, we started freestyling. And I figured out, when I first started freestyling at first, I didn't know sense at all. I was saying words that didn't even exist. But I kept practicing, And then I found love for music. I found that art, that creativity in music. And I was like, man, I could really do something with this. And then my brother always told me, you can do something with this. So, and then it started from there. And then I just took it step by step, After building connections, I decided, this is where I want to be, and this is where I know I can change the world, and people can hear me.
Okay, no doubt. Now, what was that transition like from being a dancer to being a recording artist?
It was a little hard at first, I'm not going to lie. I remember my first video session, I knew nothing at all. I didn't, it was actually in a room, and in the room, it had no, it was just the interface and a mic. And I had no, the sound was very muffled. I knew nothing at all. It was a great experience for me. So having a transition from dancing into music, just with dancing, I would go out, I'm from Orlando, so I'd go out in Disney Springs with my brother, and I would start dancing right there, in front of crowds. And so when it came to the music, especially in the studios, you locked in with the mic, it was a little different for me at first, and it was a little hard. It wasn't an easy transition. But all that has to do with consistency, and being consistent in what you're doing, and practice. And I'm not going to lie, the first 5 to 10 sessions, it was difficult, but then after I got the hang of it, after I got, more consistent, more confident, that too, being able to be confident, after I got more confident, it was able to be a smooth transition out there.
Okay, now, when it comes to music, who are some of your influences?
I would say my top 3 right now that really influenced me, I would say Lil Baby. Nothing in order, by the way. I would say Lil Baby, Gunna, Young Thug, all that whole group right over there. And then I would say Drake as well. Just his influence on the culture, how he goes about, his music, how he goes about, influencing others, and that all them, every man that I just said has a huge influence on the culture. So just being able to look at that, not even just making good music, but how can you influence the culture? How can you influence the generation that you're now, the generation that's coming, the generation before you? So just based off of those, obviously they influence me, just how I make music and how I move in the music industry.
All right, now, as an artist who your original roots are from the East Coast, mm-hmm. How important to you is lyrics? Because you mentioned Lil Baby, you mentioned Young Thug, but how mm-hmm. how important is your East Coast roots for you in lyrics?
Oh, that's huge for me. So with my style of music that's you will hear, my style of music is, I like to have lyrics within my music as well. And then not just, many people would just say the mumble rap, not against mumble rap at all. But I like to mix it up like that, just have lyrics for people, to relate to. And then also just have that style of beat and that style of rhythm, that style of music also in down south. So, growing up, I grew up in a New York family because I'm from Bushwick, so I grew up with a lot of New Yorkers, Bushwick, Brooklyn, so Biggie was heavily played, Dave East was heavily played, Nas was heavily played, Jay-Z was heavily played. So being able to take that, how they go about lyrics and how they go about meanings behind their lyrics, I use that, and, you know, I'm raised in Florida, so I use that, pick that style of, you know, that style that they use in that method, and then be able to mix it up with a lot of the sound, the down south, when it comes to beats, when it comes to, you know, flow, when it comes to style and stuff like that. I use that to mix it up a little bit and then, you know, go work out that method. So it's good. I have that. The East, I would say the East, you know, that appliance of the East rap is definitely huge within and definitely impacted my music career.
Okay. Now, you have that East Coast background, but you reside in the South. Are you able to mesh the two in your sound?
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's most important. That's what I try to do every time when it comes to my music. I try to dip into different things, be it, you know, versatile, be it have a variety of music. But when it comes to, you know, my main, my go-to, definitely I like to mix those two up together just to relate, because I want to be able to relate to the world. That's my main objective when it comes to music, my main objective for my listeners and for the people that haven't even listened to me yet. And when they will listen to me, be able to connect with them. How can I connect with them? You know, be able to get into their style. Even the West Coast, I like to dip into the West Coast a little bit and be able to make their style of music, or even go overseas and dip into their music. You know what I mean? So being able to be versatile, that's definitely huge when it comes to, you know, my creativity and making music.
Okay. All right. Now, when I was checking out your bio stated that most of your music is built off of childhood trauma and past experiences such as growing up without a father, bad relationships, friendships, lustful addictions, and much, much more. Bro, tell me a little bit about your childhood.
So my childhood, like you said, you know, I didn't grow up, and many people, you know, as sadly as this becomes a norm, I didn't grow up without my father like that. You know, by my side. So, you know, the different experiences that I had, you know, without the father, especially when it came to even little things that many people may not notice. Many people be like, well, I didn't grow up with a father. I didn't get to learn how to, you know, iron my dress pants or change the tire, which has also affected me as well. But it even became like with vocabulary. You know, that's something I struggle with a lot too, because, you know, my mom was a hardworking woman, still is a hardworking woman, raised 4 children. So, being able to have that vocabulary within my speech, that was hard for me growing up, but especially within school, because certain people would be like, oh, what, you know, they'll say certain words, and I'd be like, man, what's that? And then I would kind of be looked upon like, oh, how you don't know that word, you know what I mean? And then, you know, a lot of the times I always get that talk like, oh, he didn't have a father in his life, this man, teaching him about this man. So that struck me a lot. And then just different things, when it came to being a man, I had to learn it on my own, and it looked in different ways on how to learn that on my own. And then also as well, you know, I dealt with a lustful addiction. Just, you know, I'm not even gonna lie, just getting over it right now. You know, thank God, through God's will, you know, be able to get over it. So I dealt with that, and I'll talk about, especially in the song that we talk about. I talked about, you know, dealing with pornography. I dealt with that heavy growing up for about years, and being real, you know, tap in and through God and through that, God was able to help me, you know, get over that through prayers and stuff like that. So, I mean, you know, and different people go through different childhood experiences. So, you know, through my music, I want to be able to talk about, you know, my childhood experience and give people the confidence to also talk about things that they may not want to talk about, you know. Be able to talk about the mental side of the realm and how they can be able to be confident and talk about what they want to talk about that they dealt with. So, a little bit about that.
Okay, now, man, there's a lot going on in your music. Like, what type of messages would you like to give to future fans?
I want to give to them, just be confident in you. And basically be confident in your own experiences, like what I said. I like to connect with my listeners and experiences. And how can we share the same experiences? Everybody shares a certain same experience, whether it may not be the direct same thing, but it could be a certain expression, a certain emotion. Whatever it is, whatever it looks like, how can I connect with them? And I want to be able to connect with them through music, you know, through the art of music, through creativity. When they listen to me, they be like, damn, I remember when I was going through this, I remember when I was going through that. Or I'm not the only one that's going through that. That's another thing, too. A lot of people be feeling like they're the only one that's going through it. A lot of people don't want to talk about the addiction of pornography. You know what I mean? So when I'm able to talk about it, I want to get people to confidence like, man, I was dealing with that too. Well, I'm still dealing with that, and I can be able to talk about it. I feel like when you confess, you know, the problem that you're having, it gets a lot easier dealing with. So it's basically just based off of the experiences of life, based off the expressions, experiences, and be able to connect with all my listeners, even the people that listen to me, especially listeners, that they be able to be confident in the experience and be able to talk about
it. Okay, now, I got to ask, how therapeutic has this been for you to be able to put all these things you've dealt with in your music?
It's been great. It's been great. At first, I was fearful of talking about things I said in my music. One, because that type of stuff was never shared to my mom. And my mom was one of my number one listeners when it comes to music, and one of my number one critiques. She always listened to it. And, you know, I try to limit my criticism in music because she always be telling me, oh, you curse so much in music. But after that, you know, it was hard at first, you know, being able to express certain things that I was going through because I knew she was listening. So after a certain time, you know, I was like, man, it's not, let me not be fearful because I know there's people that's going through the same thing I'm going through. You know, the same thing, the same experiences, the same life or even the same trauma, or even the same fear, you know what I mean? So at first it was hard, but then as I kept going through it, as I kept getting different feedback, also the feedback as well, getting different feedback from people like, man, you really touched me when you said that, or you really spoke to me when you said that, or, you know, you really didn't. It was able to help with my trauma, help with my childhood. That I was like, man, these people are actually going through the same thing, because I was one of the people that I was like, man, I'm the only one that's going through this, so I even talk about it in my music. So when I'm getting that feedback from people, I'm like, oh, you know, these people are going through the same thing I'm going through, or they've been through the same thing I'm going through, so we can connect like that, we can connect through music. And, you know, that was able to help with, you know, even my therapy, or even with the mental, you know, aspect within myself. So it helped a lot. It was great.
Okay, now, being an independent artist, what has been some of the challenges for you as an independent artist?
I would say the biggest challenge as an independent artist would be, and for every independent artist, I mean, I won't say every, but this is also, I feel like it's a major, not a major, but a big challenge is getting your music out there, basically. And nowadays, you know, this is what I want to tell, best of myself, this is always a reminder for me as well, and other independent artists that, you know, are maybe my age, I'm 21, by the way, or even younger than me. Dirty Rock told me this, by the way. He said, you know, you're going to need money to chase your dreams. And that's a fact. You gotta have money to chase your dreams. And I was always scared to put down money promotion when it came to different things because I was like, what is this going to do for? What is this going to go through even if I pay for this? Like, what happens if this reaches nothing? But I always remember that, like, you know, each stepping stone is a new one. You know what I mean? So it's never the same step. So it's a new audience. It's a new, you know, platform. It's a new whatever. So never be scared to put your money where your dream is at. You know what I mean? Because whatever you want your dream is, you got to have all faith. You got to have all trust within it and all confidence in your dream. So never be able to have that fear and put in the money down. So that was the major thing I was saying, the hardest thing when it comes to being an independent artist is how are you going to get your music out there? Who's going to be able to listen to it? You know, how can you separate yourself from, you know, other independent artists and even people that signed in the record label and signed to pay labels as Atlantic and, you know, Sony and all the other labels. So just being able to how to promote your music, that has been a challenge, but it gets easier down the road.
Okay. Now, I was on your Instagram and I noticed two things I wanted to ask you about. All right. First thing was, your tagline was Undercover Hero. Explain that to me.
Mm-hmm. So Undercover Hero is basically the hero of being undercover. You know, being the hero, everybody knows you. Everybody knows who the heroes are. They're saying, you know, if you talk about Marvel, they say Spider-Man, they'll say Spider-Man, whatever, DC, Batman, Superman, you know what I mean? Everybody knows who the hero is. To be the undercover hero, but nobody knows who you are like that. And I feel like that's the type of person I am, is, you know, I'm able to speak to people mentally and speak to people with different experiences and save people from, you know, different traumas or mental, you know, traumas that they have. But they may not know who I am right now. And they'll probably, and, you know, and that's how long they'll know who I am. But as of right now, as when I'm saying undercover hero, they may not know, like, how did I get saved? How did this happen? How did this happen? You stay undercover. But at the same time, even though you're undercover, you save everybody. You know what I mean? You're the hero of all. You save all people. So that's where that name came from, you know, being able to be the undercover hero, staying underground, staying within the realm, not being the spotlight, but still being able to save people that survives you in the world. So, yeah.
Okay. Also, I noticed it said magician. Tell me a little bit about why one of your taglines is magician.
That's my story. So at first, I had artists at first, but I always like to be different. You know what I mean? I always like to be different, and I feel like if I'm music, I'm magic. that's how I see it. So whenever I make music, it's magic. It's something out of nothing. You know what I mean? So that's why I put magician. I wanted people to know, like, you know, I make magic when it comes to music. I make something out of nothing. You hand me a beat, you hand me anything, I'll make something out of nothing, you know, and the quickness. That's like how magicians do it. They do it right in your face, and it looks like an illusion. So that's how I, you know, think about my music. I make magic, something out of nothing, and it looks like illusion right in your face. And it's in the quickness. It happens right then, happens right now. So that's where I came from.
All right, that's dope. That's dope. That's dope. All right, now, also, tell me a little bit about Fargo Season. You got your own clothing line, correct?
Yes, I do. So Fargo Season, that started back in 2017, August 27, 2017. That was the official date. But, you know, Fargo Season came from, it was a dream. Back when I was in fifth grade, you know, I had that dream for 3 nights straight. It was the same dream. It was a vision from God. I basically saw a huge building that had a reflection of my face that said Fargo on top. And I never thought anything of it. And the reason why I also like Fargo, that word Fargo, because of, I feel like I had that dream, because when I first seen Wells Fargo, the actual bank, was back in fifth grade. That was the first time I actually laid eyes on Wells Fargo and actually comprehended this is the bank. It's called Wells Fargo. And I always liked that word Fargo. For some odd reason, it always stuck with me. And then I had that dream for 3 nights straight, just seeing a huge, tall skyscraper with a reflection on my face that says Fargo on top. Never knew what that meant, but I wrote it down. You know what I mean? And I want to encourage that whenever you guys have dreams, or more vision, always write down your dreams and visions, because you never know what that's trying to tell you later on in the future. So I always wrote that down, and then, you know, going into middle school, you know, I kept, you know, it was always a thing to create a group. So it was called, like, Fargo Land, kind of land. But at first it was called Fargo Land. It was, like, you know, five of us. And then going into high school, everybody just called me Fargo because of that, you know, that group going into middle school and into high school. They always called me Fargo. So, you know, I had a couple of house parties that I would do, contacting for the June, and then they was like, man, Fargo Season. This one season was becoming the trend for the abbreviation as the end. So that's when that was coming, the trend. That's when that was you know, came up. And so people was like, yo, Fargo Season. I was like, yeah, that's dope. I like that. That's hard. And then when I started thinking about it, I was like, man, let's make this into something. You know what I mean? I want to be able to make this into where people can wear it. And so my friend was like, yo, Fargo Season, a lifestyle, higher living. And I was like, yo, that's dope. I like that. You know, that's the meaning of Fargo Season, a lifestyle, higher living. In order to start that lifestyle, higher living, it all starts with the mind. You know what I mean? So that's why, you know, when it comes to Fargo Season, our main thing is that we sell hats. Because in order to have that lifestyle, higher living, it all starts with the confidence within your mind. So that's where that came from. And then, you know, just as a building, just short as a building, how that all recapped back. You know, I was looking at, you know, skyscrapers in Houston, and I found out that same building I was in my dream was a Wells Fargo building. And that was back, you know, when I was 18 years old. I found that out. So from 10th grade to 18, it was all destined to be. So that's a little bit about Fargo Season, how that came about and how that started.
Okay. Now, before we let you go, let's talk a little bit about this joint Mental. Tell me a little bit about the record, the process that went into writing and recording it, and who produced it, and the concept.
So Mental is, you know, just about the mental aspect, the mental mind, a little bit about my music, just tapping into the mental mind, different things I go through mentally, different, you know, being able to talk about things I go through mentally, whether it's paranoia, trauma, different childhood, mental addiction. Who produced it? My guy that's in Houston, I'm blanking on his name right now. Let me really get that to you. Guy back in Houston. I'm gonna get back to that. But yeah, he hit me up about that that beat, and I was like, yo, this is kind of hot. And I ran with that beat, and I was like, man, let's do this. But the creative side of it, you know, how that went about was, you know, I was just tapping into another realm. And I was like, man, let's do this. Let's talk about the mental. Oh, Perry Trill, that's the producer. Sorry about that. Perry Trill is the producer. He produced the beat. But the concept behind it and the creative side of it, you know, I tapped into the movie realm of it. I want to talk about things I go through and be able to get people the confidence to talk about what they go through. So that's my story right now. So that's a little bit about myself.
Okay, now, before I have you introduce the record Mental, tell me a little bit about your forthcoming EP, Extraordinary.
So, Extraordinary is just about being extraordinary, not for the regulars. This EP is not for the regulars at all. It's about the extraordinaries only. You know, if you're extraordinary, I'm also going to talk about, you know, different experiences still, you know, about my life, different experiences that I go through throughout my life, and just talk about that. And this is for the extraordinary. Fair warning, this is for the extraordinaries only. If you're any regular at all, it's not for the regular, it's for the extraordinaries only. So if you got an extraordinary life, if you live extraordinary, this is for you, and it's going to be for you in September.
All right. And when we can expect that win? In September, correct?
And late September. I don't know the exact date, but late September you will see extraordinary on all platforms.
All right. Now, let's talk a little bit about the World Wide Web and how you've been able to utilize the World Wide Web to get your music to fans and friends and family members who might not normally be able to hear you without you hand-delivering a CD.
So, you know, I think Instagram plays a huge part. Social media plays a huge part when it comes to, you know, getting your music out there. You know, be able to see your followers. Even people that's not following, be able for them to share it, being able to do that is through social media and getting my music out there as well. Also, shout out to EQ, shout out to my independent label, Super Music as well, in partnership with EQ, shout out to Devin White, being able to get my music out there as well, through different platforms and, you know, through different people and the strategy that they're using, different rollouts that they're using. So shout out to them. I was able to get connected with them and get my music out there even to a larger platform, YouTube. I mean, the whole web. I try to utilize everything. Anything they got, a search engine to it, I try to put my music out there. Because, you know, everybody's on the web, and that's the major thing right now. You know, CDs is not out. I wasn't, you know, I was making music. Obviously, my CDs was going out, and, you know, hearing from my uncle, you know, I was a lot harder. So being able to be blessed with, you know, the generation that I'm in, be able to utilize the web, I feel like that's so important. And I try to do anything I got to search for to it that can play music, you'll find my music there. So, yeah.
All right. How can the world find you when it comes to the World Wide Web?
Instagram, you can find me on Instagram, at Tristan Fargo, T-R-I-S-K-E-P, Fargo, F-A-R-G-O. Same as Fargo as well. And all platforms, just type in Tristan Fargo, you'll find my music there. I got everything for you. You know what I mean? I'll connect with you as in, you know, if you want to be connected through experiences, I'm for you. Because all you got to do is just type in Tristan Fargo and you'll find me. And I got more to go. And I'm going to let you know the world. Apple Music, Tristan Fargo, Spotify, Tristan Fargo. And, you know, we just going to keep the ball rolling. We just going to keep going break after break after break. So, Tristan Fargo.
All right, do me a favor, my G. Introduce your song to the world.
So this right here is Mental. I'm Tristan Fargo. You're very on Tristan Fargo. Again, this is not for regulars at all. This is for the extraordinaries. Extraordinary drops this September. But this is Mental right here. Video out on YouTube as well. Shout out to BBC. We just got premiered last night on BBC as well. BBC Dance. So Mental right now. Let's go. Good luck.
Appreciate it, my G.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Yeah. I be going through shit, but it's simple. 90% of it's mental. Best thing about it, I've been had a handle. But I promise I sit for the pain, dog. This the reason I'm changing the game, dog. I don't do this for none of the fame, dog. And you see why we shooting from range, dog. Cause these niggas be on out. Gang, 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 gang. I promise you not one of them.
I'm the one for that hit, let me send again. This effing gon' boost my adrenaline. She wanna do better, but trust I'm the better man. Tattoo, but also a gentleman. I can't say that little hoe, but I'm generous. Man, fuck it, this money on top, keep your head high. Lately, I've been feeling pressure to wipe out them niggas that say I'm a dead guy. Chains on my name in this bitch, I had Jay tell me watch how it look when it's verified. Straight out of Bushwick, but still got them boys, I don't play when you walking in bedside. Made her right down the street, all you see is the lights in the dark. Man, this bitch is a red eye. Straight from the start, he a dub, but we cut off the bark. Cartier glow in the dark. We shopping his head in the cart. And I still bring the madness in March. Only one that be doing my part. Guess I'm wicked but really ain't harsh. Beggars ain't choosers but watch how these niggas gon' bargain. Separation got the biggest of margins. My dog wouldn't strike cause he know he a sergeant. See my people they never be starving. For my rights I continue to marching. Biggest dripper I know I'm a target. For his body we shop on the market. Proud of walking I step on the carpet. You not about it I know cause we call it. I be going through shit but it's simple. 90% of it's mental. Best thing about it, I've been had a handle. But I promise I still feel the pain, dog. Just the reason I'm changing the game, dog. I don't do this for none of the fame, dog. And you see why we shooing from rain, dog. Cause these niggas be on out. Gang, 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 gang. I promise you not one of them. Let's be honest, cause shit problematic. Fuck the porn, cause I once was an addict. How you get over shit, it's a tactic. It's a process, I trust the reactions. I ain't do nothing crazy, no magic. Say my prayers, they got me to heaven. See you niggas be chasing the wrong crowd. Crone hard and broke as a bitch. And my mama told me once you up, dog, don't forget you ain't start if it's rich. So I kept it 100 with all dogs, even ones that be stuck in the ditch. Same niggas that say they competing with me, not the ones that be calling to quit. I can mix the bitch up interracial. Last name Thomas, this shit generational. Got the OGs like damn, that boy capable of changing this shit off the blitz. I pray when I'm walking in Fargo, they say that's the one that's gon' change all the shit. Cause I went from Motorola to Dakota and still bringing fame in this bitch. You see we ride two different Christians. Got a cross on my chest with some Dior, just made 4 hours commission. Shook a hoe from my north to the seashore, I just hope that they listen. Don't compare me with niggas that's freeform, cause I'm still on the mission. And I'm closing the distance. Yeah, I be going through shit, but it's simple. 90% of it's mental. Best thing about it, I've been had a handle. But I promise I still feel the pain, dog. This the reason I'm changing the game, dog. I don't do this for none of the fame, dog. And you see why we shooting from rain, dog. Cause these niggas be on out. Gang, 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 gang. I promise you not one of them.